monster. Bye bye. He lay on the couch night after night, mouth open, the darkness of the room filling his mouth, and no one knew my father was eating his children. Goodbye, monster. He seemed to rest so quietly, vast body inert on the sofa, big hand falling away from the glass. What could be more passive than a man passed out every night? And yet as he lay on his back snoring, our lives slowly disappeared down the hole of his life. Bye-bye. My brother's arm went in up to the shoulder, and he bit it off and sucked at the wound as one sucks at the sockets of lobster. Took my brother's head between his lips and snapped it like a cherry off the stem. You would have seen only a large, handsome man, heavily asleep, unconscious, and yet somewhere in his head, his soil-colored eyes were open and the circles of the whites glittering as he crunched the torso of his child between his jaws. Crushed the bones like the soft shells of crabs, and the delicacies of the genitals rolled back along his tongue. In the nerves of his gums and bowels, he knew what he was doing, and he could not stop himself. Like orgasm, his boy's feet crackling like two raw fish between his teeth. This is what he wanted, to take that life into his mouth and show what a man show his son what a man's life
Bye
was.
Bye, monster.
Show his son what a man's life
Goodbye,
was.
Monster.
Show his son what a man's life was.